The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how multivitamins reduce fatigue, improving quality of life in those with MS. Multivitamin supplements reduce fatigue and improve quality of life in people with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, a new study reports. After 70 days of continuous use, patients taking multivitamin supplements containing vitamins A, B complex, C, and D improved their blood antioxidant status and experienced up to a 34% reduction in fatigue. The study, Reduction in Fatigue Symptoms Following the Administration of Nutritional Supplements in Patients with Multiple Sclerosis, was published in the journal MDPI. Fatigue is a subjective lack of physical and/or mental energy that interferes with a person's usual and desired activities. It is one of the most common and disabling symptoms of multiple sclerosis, affecting approximately 80% of patients. Fatigue is inherently difficult to diagnose because of its subjective nature. Since it interferes with physical and mental activities, it worsens the challenges that MS already present and negatively affects a person's quality of life. Effective treatment options for fatigue in people with MS are limited, but nutrition research suggests that dietary interventions can complement pharmaceutical therapy and potentially control MS symptoms and disease progression. Previous studies have shown that people with MS have low levels of vitamins D, B12, and A, contributing to MS severity. They also have linked diets low in folate and magnesium to increase fatigue in MS. Some vitamins, such as A and C, function as antioxidants. Antioxidants are compounds that neutralize free radicals. When free radicals build up, they cause a condition called oxidative stress, leading to damage of cells and structures, including the protective myelin sheath that cover neurons. Myelin sheaths are extremely sensitive to oxidative stress. Adequate oxidant nutrient intake, therefore, is crucial to prevent oxidative stress. While observational studies have linked dietary patterns to MS severity, few have examined the possible therapeutic effects of adding multivitamin supplements to the diets of people with MS. Moreover, the impact of multivitamin supplements on fatigue and quality of life is unclear. An international team of researchers now sought to investigate the effect of two nutritional supplements containing several vitamins and folic acid on the antioxidant status, fatigue, and quality of life in people with MS. A total of 50 female volunteers with relapsing remitting MS were recruited to the study. The mean age of participants was 39.6 years, with a mean body mass index of 24.1 and a mean weight of 69.04 kilograms. Participants were assigned randomly to two groups. For 70 days, one group took two commercial vitamin-rich dietary supplements, Cytosin and Ergosin, while the second group received a placebo made with distilled water, honey, and approved food pigments to have the same color as cytosine and ergosine. Cytosine contain vitamins C, B5, D, and folic acid, while ergosine contain vitamins A, B2, B3, B6, B9, B12, and biotin. Participants' blood samples were collected to assess the total antioxidant status after 70 days. Fatigue symptoms and quality of life were quantified using two psychometric tests, fatigue severity scale and modified fatigue impact scale. After 70 days, the total antioxidant status levels were significantly higher in the supplemented group compared to the placebo group as measured by the antioxidant enzyme activities. Fatigue was reduced in the supplemented group by 34% based on the FSS scale assessment and by 33% with MFIS after 70 days. Interestingly, fatigue reduction was observed as early as 10 days after treatment with supplements. No significant differences in fatigue scores were observed in the placebo group. This reduction indicates a clear improvement in the symptom of fatigue after 70 days of supplementation with cytosine and ergosine, the researchers wrote. Moreover, the reduction in fatigue observed after 70 days of multivitamins suggests the reactivation of the detoxification process after the administration of cytosine and ergosine. Although previous studies investigating the use of single vitamins for reducing MS symptoms have produced conflicting studies, the researchers noted the data obtained indicates a significant reduction in fatigue and an improvement in the quality of life in individuals who receive multivitamin supplementation. Nonetheless, the team noted that further studies, including a larger cohort of patients, will be needed to confirm diet's role in this disabling symptom in MS.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jennifer Powell, Silver Linings. To ease my suffering, I had to shift my perspective, not my pain levels. Many believe pain and suffering are interchangeable. While they can and often do coexist, one is not reliant on the other. Pain can occur with or without suffering, and the inverse is true. Physiological, psychological, and psychosocial factors influence our experience with each. The meanings and relationships of these three factors in relation to one another are idiosyncratic. From a young age, I had a ringside seat to chronic pain. Endometriosis, adenomyosis, and adhesions caused distress. The excision of endometrial tissue led to further adhesions. Subsequent surgeries to remove adhesions did not help. This vicious cycle persisted into my mid-20s. The endometriosis worsened, as did my ability to cope. I suffered as a result. I looked to doctors to manage my pain. In doing so, I neglected to do just that. This mentality perpetuated my suffering. I had to lose the mindset to gain perspective. Like looking through a new pair of glasses, I saw things differently. I grew from the decision to manage my health. I learned to embrace a multidisciplinary approach to managing chronic pain. I became empowered and confident by taking responsibility for my care. The shift was seismic. My pain levels remained the same as my suffering decreased. That was 30 years ago, now 52. I have secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. Fatigue and insomnia are unwelcome norms, but the pain will never become my norm. Daily chronic pain affects my mood, sleep, relationships, and overall quality of life. And some days are insufferable. But I'm not suffering. I work very hard at managing my multidimensional relationship with pain. While I take pain medications, they are not a panacea. Medications afford me the ability to try other modalities. Meditation, guided imagery, cognitive therapy, heating pads, ice packs, and yoga are collaborative tools. No 2 days are alike. The tools I use vary with my need. In the absence of suffering, I still cry. I still break down and lose my composure. I still struggle and yearn for better days. I feel sad, down, anxious, angry, and fearful. But these transient moments do not quantify my being. They purely illustrate my humanity. I once read that pain is what happens to us, while suffering is what we do with the pain. While a bit simplistic, I can identify with the overall essence of that statement. I've experienced intense pain. I've suffered as a result of doing nothing. I accepted the unacceptable. I granted permission through omission. It was only through a shift in perception that I shifted myself.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.